Good morning, everybody. It's so good to be with you here this morning. This morning, we'll be talking about heaven's commanders, and you're one, and I'm one. And we're going to praise God this morning. Sing with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise Him. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, His truth is marching on. Yeah, this morning God's truth is marching on. Talking about heaven's warriors. Believe it or not, you're a God's warrior and you're heaven's commander. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, His truth is marching on. Oh, yeah, Your truth, Lord, is marching on. Amen, amen, amen. You know, that's all we can be hopeful for. That's what we believe in, that God's truth, His truth is marching on. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm going to paraphrase. I am the way. I am the only way to the Father. I am the truth. I am the life. He is the light. There's only one way, and that's through Christ Jesus. You know, there's many faiths, but there's only one faith to the Father. I don't care, in these end times, they're going to twist it, manipulate it to tell you there's a million roads to Jesus. There's only one way to Jesus, and is marched by God's soldiers, by God's warriors, by heaven's commanders. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Let's see who we have in chat this morning. Denise says, amen. Lori says, good morning. Good to have you guys. We have a whole bunch of people showing up here. Good morning, family. Good morning. If you guys need prayer, you just need to call 844-806-0006, and we will pray for you. We want to pray for you, all right? So let's get in to it right now without further ado. I want to talk about this morning about heaven's commanders rising from the shadows, and that's you. Heaven's commanders rising from the shadows. You say, David, I'm not a commander. I just kind of want to support. I want to help people. I don't want to be a commander. Well, we're going to talk about that and what that really means, because too many of us think we need to be in the background. We need to be, you know, what they call in the movie industry, extras. We shouldn't be up toward the front of the camera. Lord knows we don't deserve to take up the space. But I'm telling you right now, you are not God's extra. You are God's star. You are someone's last evangelist. Someone's last evangelist. You're heaven's commander, even if the world calls you nobody. Even if the world calls you nobody. Now, if you're not watching on David Heavener TV, you should be. It's free. It's above the paywall. But if you would like to please support us and go and sign up, I promise you, you'll be part of this community and go with us underground in about an hour as we talk about the sermon, as we pray for each other, love each other. Folks, we are a body of Christ. We need to understand where God's working these days. And I believe God's working in small groups like this. When I say small, we could be thousands, but that's still small compared to Six Flags Over Jesus churches. So go to davidheavener.tv, sign up. You get to see all of these different types of broadcasts talking about all these things that the church just refuses to talk about. And of course, you can watch, you know, Last Evangelist, of course. If you'll go and sign up, that would be awesome. If you'd like to support us, davidheavener.tv/give or call 844-806-0006. All right, so you are
heaven's commander. You are, and you've been appointed, whether you know it or not. You're part of God's sleeper cells. Talking about that this morning. Heaven's commander, even if the world calls you nobody. There's a powerful verse in Revelation, and it, to me, it's, I don't want to say it's a secret verse. It's not secret. There's no secret about Scripture, but there is a Scriptures that it seems that the church wants to bury, or maybe God opens our eyes at certain times through the Holy Spirit, but Revelation 2, 26, 27. To the one who is victorious and does the will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father. What? That is heavy stuff, folks. Heavy stuff. Revelation 2, 26, 27. To the one who is victorious, I will give authority over the nations that will rule them with an iron scepter. Could that be you? Could that be me? I mean, it's what Scripture says. Jesus is saying that. But the question is, are we stepping up to the plate? You may not have a big house, much money, may not have some title, some, you know, MBA, you know, degree. You may not have a pulpit. No one wants to hear what you have to say, but you've been faithful in prayer. Now listen to me. You've been faithful. It's been bumpy, but you've stood for truth. Many times on your knees where no one can see. And it cost you, doesn't it? It's cost you. But you stayed on your knees while the world has mocked you. Friends have laughed. Families walked away. And you may not know it, but silently, they're calling you weak. They're calling me weak, ignorant, even deceived. But let me tell you something right now. I declare it to heaven. I stand on it. I stand on the blood of Jesus. God is calling you commander in training. Listen to me. You're in training just like a soldier would go to boot camp, just like a soldier goes into training. The world calls you nobody, but heaven calls you a leader. You know, in the movies, I've dealt with a lot of movie stars. I've directed a lot of movies, as you guys know. And we have the movie stars that get paid the big bucks. And then you got what they call extras, the people in the background. You ever watch a movie and you see people in the background moving around? Those are called extras. I don't like that term. I like to say atmosphere. Extras seems like it belittles people. But God showed me at the very beginning of my career, David, you do not show favor. You treat everyone the same. And that made a lot of people mad because these Hollywood stars would come on my set getting paid big bucks, used to having palm leaves waved at them, and they want to be treated like a king. And I treat them on the same level as I would some little atmosphere person way in the background. I would give them the same favor. I would give them the same attention. And they didn't like it. The world doesn't like it when little people like you and I get any kind of attention at all. And when I say the world, I'm talking about the church system, baby, the lukewarm system, church system, the apostate church system, the counterfeit church system, the one that deceives not only the believers, but people who want to believe, but they look at church from a distance and they say, I want nothing to do with that. Am I preaching? I don't mean to scream. I'm not screaming. I'm just passionate. Because I see so many people hungry for God. And then I see churches out there playing games with God, counterfeit, misrepresenting his character. And I see these poor people back here. They're hungry. They want the truth. And they look at what they think is God. They look at these buildings, these big cathedrals, or the little churches. And they think that's God. And they turn away. Therefore, they want to have nothing to do with God. But that's why you and I, we're different, because we are someone's last evangelist. We treat everyone the same. We don't care if you're a star. By the way, there is no stars. There is all stars. Everyone is a star in God's movie if you're in God's movie. So let me tell you something about movies. These stars that are, you know, giving this dialogue to the star of the film, they would be nothing, nobody, if there weren't people in the background. You ever seen scenes where you have people moving in the background? Imagine these name actors, these stars doing these scenes with nobody moving around the background. They'd look like idiots. Everyone is valuable to God in the kingdom of God. Now, there's four things we need to know to be a commander in training, the do's and what you need to know, what I need to know. The first one is to understand that you're broken. You see, the deception of the modern day church is say, come to church, get mended, stay mended. As long as you're in our church, you'll always be mended. There's no need for repentance. There's no need to go up to the altar. As a matter of fact, there is no altar. Repentance? Well, repentance, that's a thing of the past. Okay, repent once, come to Jesus, but then you're okay. I'm all right. Amazing grace. Wave your hands. Praise Jesus. Folks, let me tell you something. If you don't understand that you're sick, you don't need a physician. Now, let me explain something to you. You're a child of God. Salvation is not necessarily brokenness. That's not what I'm talking about. You can be saved. We get saved. But you have to understand, as we go through life, we get broken. We fall. We get dirty. Things come upon us. I preached at a small church last week in Ohio, and I love this church. I love the model of it. It's a woman pastor. They have a congregation of 40, 50, 60 people at best, but yet they rented out a theater to bring me in to show Last Evangelist and allowed me to stand in their pulpit to preach the Word of God, and boy, did I preach. But there was one thing that I loved about their pulpit. Their pulpit was only about 3 foot tall. And why does that matter, David? Because most churches now have stages like rock concerts, and the stages are five, six feet tall. Say, David, why does that matter? What's the difference between a pulpit only 3 foot tall and a stage 5 or 6 foot tall? The reason is because a pulpit, a small stage, you can get on your knees and put your elbows and you can worship God. You can cry out for help. You can repent. Try doing that on a stage that's 5 and 6 foot tall. You can barely reach it standing up. They don't want you to repent. They want you to think that once you come to church, you give your life to God, forget about it, just mail it in. But we understand brokenness. We understand that unless we stand on the blood of Jesus every day, that we need that great physician. Amazing grace, you bet. But that amazing grace flows continuously every day. And what is that amazing grace? It's amazing that God gives us the consciousness to know that we need to come clean to God. Most people don't even know what this means. I could preach a whole sermon just on this. But number two, brokenness. That's still number one. Brokenness, it's a spiritual awareness of your need for a Savior. It's a condition of the heart. Do you understand? It doesn't mean that you've gone back to your addiction, though that does happen. It doesn't mean that you've slipped and you fell back into something that you used to be into, though that does happen. But brokenness is a spiritual awareness of your need for a savior. Folks, if we just go to church once and we become saved and we aren't told that we need that savior on a day-to-day basis, hour to hour, moment to moment, what good does that do us? It's a condition of the heart. Number two is you bow. You humble. A commander bows. A commander is humble. Because who is your commander? It is Jesus Christ. It is God on the throne. You go to your feet of the cross. You remember the woman who wiped her feet with the tears, wiped Christ's feet with her tears. She cried. While everybody else, I'm going to paraphrase, was having a party. She's at the feet of Jesus, tears pouring out, crying, cleansing his feet. As the world is out there having a party, as the church is having another potluck and having another program and having another Six Flags Over Jesus amusement, service. We're on our knees and we're crying, God, heal the church. Bring awareness. Number three, you give everything you have. You may not believe you do, but you give what you're able. Let me say it again. There's many people, including myself, I say, God, I'm not giving everything I have. You know what God said to me? He said, David, you're giving everything that you're able to at this point. The fact, David, that you're having this conversation with me, so says God, is the fact that I'm honoring you and knowing that you are giving everything you're able to. I say, thank you, God, I can give more. And God's saying to you, you can give more. But he's saying to you, though you feel like you're having, I'm not talking about surrendering all. I'm not talking about, giving. I'm talking about you're on your knees. You give your time. You still come here and we come together as a family and you hear me preach. Some people call it hard preaching, hellfire and brimstone. But you hear. You give everything you have. Right where you are, just as I am, without one plea. I was 19 years old when I heard that song, Just As I Am. I'd been saved when I was 7, but by 19, I was out drinking. I was hanging with the wrong crowd. I was a prodigal son. I'd fallen away. I told you the story. We were out playing chicken with cars, where you run cars right toward one another to see who veers off. They used to do that years ago, And then I heard the church choir singing from a distance, and God touched my heart. And I went to that church, and I walked in the door. I didn't know anybody. And I saw the preacher up there. It's almost like he was speaking my name. He said, there's somebody here. There's somebody here that wants to rededicate their life to the Lord. And at that point, I got on my knees and I gave God everything I had at that point. Number four is you take action. I don't mean that you just feed the homeless. I don't mean that, although that might be part of it. I don't mean you're out there handing out tracts, so that may be part of it. But you're a miracle in action. Let me say that again. You are a miracle in action. You are the manifestation of a miracle. It may not come into fruition completely, but you're in action right now. And let me explain. You may not believe this, but you're being watched. You're being analyzed and studied by the world. Remember I told you that in the silence, they're calling you stupid, weak, they call me ignorant, they call me a maniac, they say that, but they're also watching you. and they're watching me. They're analyzing us. They're studying us. Friends, family, acquaintance. Why? Because they want to see how far you can go. They want to see how far you and I can make it. But let me tell you something. You're God's miracle. You're defying all odds. You are a miracle in action. But people are watching you and saying, how far, how long can she or he go? Keep praying for a miracle. Keep praying for a healing. But yet it hasn't manifested yet. But they don't give up. How far can they go? They don't go to church with me. They stay home and they watch this crazy guy on David Hebner TV, on social media, on TV, who's saying crazy things. You're a miracle in action. God's little miracle, defying all odds. The woman with the 12 years issue of blood. You're that woman. You're that little lady that had the 12 years issue of blood that the doctor said, there's no hope. Big Pharma said, it's not, there's no hope unless you take these pills. And if you do, there's less hope. Though they tell you it is. She spent all of her money. She had no money. You're sitting there with very little money. Because you've sided with God, because you've sided with truth. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you don't agree with certain people. You can't stand there and listen to them bash God or talk negative about God or tell lies about God. So you verbalize, you've lost your job. You've lost your family. This woman, she lost her money. She had no hope because the doctors told her to go home and die. But she saw the man from Galilee. She saw Jesus, and she knew, if I can touch his robe, his garment, I can be healed. But she saw this crowd of people. She was a nobody in the world, in the eyes of the world. But as she went through that crowd, as a quarterback on a football team would bust through that line and go across the line and make a touchdown, she became a commander in God's army. She went from being an extra in God's movie to the star. And when she touched his garment, she felt the power come out of him, the virtue. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Jesus stopped. He stopped everything. There were people around him, disciples around him. People following him, touching him, bumping up against him. But he said, who touched me? What do you mean, who touched you? Rabbi, master, look at all of us. We all touched you. No, you didn't. You didn't touch me. No, you bumped up against me. You conveniently, just even by mistake, connected with me. I want to know. I want to know who intentionally touched me. Who risked it all to go through the crowd to touch my garment? Who believed enough that if they could do that they would be made well, they would be made whole? That's who I want to know. He looked over with a little lady on her knees. She knew if she got on her knees. She knew if she confessed. Remember, she didn't have to. She didn't have to. She was healed, I believe, even before that. But she stayed. And this is where she was willing to pay the cost, take the risk. She knew that if she got on her knees and said, it was me, everyone would look at her. Little old lady, considered nothing during that time in that culture. She didn't know what would happen to her. But she got before God, the Son of God. She said, it was me who touched you. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Now, let me tell you something. She was healed when she touched the garment of Jesus. Say, David, how do you know? There's no way she couldn't be. You know why? The power of God came out of him. The virtue came out of him. There is no way the power of God could come upon you, in you, and you'd not be healed. Otherwise, it's not power. She was healed. But when she got on her knees, that's when she became whole. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. You see, your action is being observed by the world. They want to know that not only when the miracle happens, when you're healed, that you will give God all the glory. Let me tell you something. I've seen Christians ask God for a miracle and he's delivered it. He's healed people. You've been able to cast out demons, but then when people are cornered, they will not give God all the glory. They'll look around and see who's in the room before they'll start talking about God. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? God, help us. You look around and you say to yourself, I better not say the word God or Jesus Christ too loud in this room because someone will look at me like I'm weird. But yet God has healed you. He's put the power of God in you. Don't you be afraid to speak God's name. Let me tell you something. I used to be to the point I would listen to things on my phone, sermons. This is a long time ago. And I'd always turn it down, keep it quiet so no one would hear. Let me tell you something right now. And the Holy Spirit permits me and tells me to. I blast those sermons, baby. I blast them. I blast them to the point that people will come to me and say, excuse me, could you turn that down? I'll turn it down. But guess what? I got their attention. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about demons. You don't even need to have a blasting. Demons can hear something even if it's low. I was in Starbucks some years ago in Los Angeles, which infested with demons, godless, churchless, even though there's churches all over the place. They're churchless. They're godless, many of them. Lady all across Starbucks, all the way, must have been, I don't know, 50 yards. That's a long way, big Starbucks. I'm playing this sermon. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it was so low, I had to put it right in my ear. That demon and that lady comes all the way up. I spotted the demon when she was over there looking at me. I saw her. And she got up and walked over, and she said, excuse me, could you turn that down? Could you turn that down? I said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ that you will not only get out of my face, I command you back into pits of hell. Whew. You should have seen the look on her face. Surprised she didn't like call the loony bin. She couldn't. She was paralyzed. She couldn't do anything. She had to go back and sit down. You don't need to put up with demons. You don't need to put up with people telling you to shut up about God. You don't need to do that. You're a child of God. When you walk into the room, they should shake. They should stutter. They should tremble. You don't need to put up with that. You're a commander. And your commander is God. And you're proud of God. Say to me right now, I am proud of God. I will shout loud, God. I will praise God. I walk down the street now, raising my hand, smiling, praising God. I don't care. I don't care. All right, let's talk about family. There's two kinds of family. You got your biological family. We're born into it. Many of us have dysfunctional families. Everybody's family is dysfunctional. I don't care if you go to church all the time. You're probably dysfunctional with religion. There's no perfect family. I don't want to hear about it. But we're born into a family. many of us, our family has turned their back on us. They've deserted us. But then you have your spiritual family, which is us. And there's even families, biological, within our spiritual family. I thank God for that. But we have to make a choice. Our biological family or our spiritual family? Because a lot of times our biological family, they don't agree. So we bounce back and forth. But let me tell you about families. From family, you have familiar. Familiar. All right? That means that things are familiar. They're known. But this space of being known, familiar, is a place of staying safe. Safe may feel safe, but it's not satisfying. Let me say it again. Spiritually, safe may feel a little comfortable at that time, but it's not satisfying. It's not fulfilling. It's only fulfilling when you step out of the familiarity of being familiar into a place that's unknown, and that unknown is your spiritual family. Like the woman at the issue of blood. You've got a miracle in you. Let it manifest. I gotta have some coffee. I'm preaching, and I forgot my clean. Oh, no, I've got a Kleenex right here. Thank you, Lord. I cry for two reasons. Well, I shed tears. Do you all cry? I mean, do you sometimes, when you're in the presence of God, just start crying? I do. I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm a guy. But I believe it's the Holy Spirit. And I cry for two reasons. I cry tears for the broken, for the hurting, for that one lost sheep. But then I cry because I'm so grateful and so thankful and so in awe of God. My tears are tears of cheers and tears of wanting to love and help people. So many people that I deal with and that deal with me, I know I'm one of them. I'm broken just like you. They're wounded warriors. We are wounded warriors. We go from wounded to warrior. But wounded doesn't mean that, you know, we're on one leg moving around. It means we have an awareness of our brokenness. So therefore, we go to God. God is our completeness. He completes. So many of you are feeling forgotten. You're praying in silence. It feels like you're fighting these, I don't know, private battles. You're struggling to make ends meet, just like me. But God, let me tell you, 1 Corinthians 1:27-28. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. The foolish things. Now, we're not foolish, but to the world, we're foolish. He's chosen us to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Now, you and I aren't weak because we have the power of God, but to the world we're weak. But he has chosen us to shame that. But we need to step up to the plate and understand we're God's commander, because he can appoint us the weak things of the world, but if we don't step up to the plate and live up to it, what good is that? God's not recruiting the proud and the polished. He's raising up faithful nobodies. And many of you, just like me, you feel forgotten. You're not forgotten. You're being forged. Because when others chase, I don't know, platforms, God's training you in prayer closets with quiet tears. Heaven's army doesn't rise from the spotlight. It rises from a secret place. Let me say it again. Heaven's army never rises from the spotlight. It'll rise from a secret place. You know, David wasn't little, King David, the little boy. He wasn't anointed king in a palace. He was anointed while smelling like sheep. Let me say it again. He wasn't anointed in a palace like a lot of other kings. He was anointed as a shepherd boy smelling like sheep. Just because the world doesn't see your anointing doesn't mean heaven hasn't anointed you. He's anointed you and appointed you. You are. But who are you commanding?
David, I don't want to be a commander. I just want to be a servant. I don't want to be a commander. Let me be an extra.
All right, let me tell you a story. I was in a hospital, veterans hospital, hospital for vets, war heroes. I call them heroes. They are heroes, every one of them. But what I saw completely changed my life. Listen to me as I share this with you. It's important. I saw a vet, young guy, he's probably 26, 27, with no legs, being pushed in a wheelchair by another vet, probably 25, 26. But this vet that was pushing the man with no legs in the wheelchair was blind. But you see, the man in the wheelchair, he had eyes to command the blind man who was pushing the man in the wheelchair. And the blind man was commanding through his body, through his actions, through his strength, through his legs, pushing the man with no legs in the wheelchair. Do you see, folks? Everyone is a commander to someone else. You are someone's last evangelist. You are not petty. You don't live in the background. You may think you're in the background, but God has you in the foreground doing something very important for someone. There's someone out there with no legs. They need to be pushed. And you've been telling God, I'm not worthy. I can't see. There's something wrong with me. But God has assigned you to push that someone that's not able to go a step further. Or maybe you're in a wheelchair with no legs and you say, God, I'm nobody. I got no legs. I'm half a person. But there's someone out there that wants to push you. They need a miracle through you. And as long as you remain, I don't know, whatever you call this humble thing, saying, God, I'm not worthy, then someone is missing a miracle. God's out to bless people, but he blesses people through broken people. It's when the broken people realize they're broken and they get down on their knees and they say, God, help me. Their brokenness meets the blood of Jesus, and that turns into a commander of heaven. James 1:12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. Every heartbreak of rejection and every season of lack, it's part of your military training. You're a soldier of God. This sermon this morning, if that's what we can call it, this gathering this morning, this time this morning is your bugle call. It's your awakening, because he's building a commander's heart in you. One that won't bend to fear, won't bend to fame, or you will not compromise. David, I'm hurting. The pain. Your pain is not punishment. Your pain is preparation. Heaven's authority is coming through you, but your attitude must begin now. Luke 19:17 says, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, then take charge of 10 cities. God is looking for those that will be faithful in small matters. You may not lead a city yet. But you can lead your home. You can lead your family. You can lead your mind, your prayers. You start living like heaven's commander now. Speak with authority. Walk with humility. Pray with boldness. Stop apologizing for the anointing of God that he's put on your life. Stop begging the world for forgiveness and start forging forward. You don't need a pulpit to preach. You don't need a badge to have authority, a degree to have permission. All you need is obedience. Heaven recognized you through that obedience as heaven's commander. And some of you, you've been sitting there like me. You say, David, I'm not educated enough. You have no idea how much I've failed. I've never really fit in. Right now, you have an altar. Whether you get on your knees or not, you can get on the knees of your heart. Today is the best day of the rest of your life as we praise God this morning, as he's raising up hidden warriors. He's taken the ones that have feeling forgotten and has reminded them that they are chosen. He's given you boldness to stand in faith, to fight, to love, to lead. You're going to rule. Because you're heaven's commander. Sing this song with me. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift and sword. His truth is marching on. Sing it with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. I've seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Let's praise him, everybody. Oh, glory, holy glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth, his marching on. I want to sing it one more time. I believe there's people out there repenting with tears in your eyes. Sing it. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth, his mind, marching on, oh yeah. His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. Let me tell you something. God's truth, with or without us, is marching on. But we are with God, aren't we? It's not a matter of with or without us. We are with God. You are with God this morning. I believe there's been a change of heart this morning. I'd like to see it. We have a lot of comments here, 101 comments. That's a lot. You know, God told me, he said, David, it's not the number of views you get anymore. It's the condition of the hearts that come, the condition of the hearts, folks. I'm going to do, Crystal says, thank you for your boldness. Thank you. Crystal, I appreciate that. Yeah, I put the lyrics up because I think it's important. Sometimes I don't know lyrics, you know, and I need to know what they are. So, let's see. Okay, so Janie says, Janine says, well, she's from Scotland. Okay, now I can't read it while it's on the screen, so I have to read it when it's not on the screen. But she says, I am so fortunate. God has looked after me and saved my life when it would have been a forfeit. I have a loving husband, and God is healing me more and more from a major heart condition. He is good. He is proof. Thank you, Janine, for your love. And thank you all for being a part of this ministry. I really do appreciate it. Shanita's not with us this morning because her mother went into the hospital for, they think she had a stroke, but she had, a UTI. And here's a picture of her, Verna Kripe. She's the one in the pink there. And those are two prayer warriors with her that came to pray for her. They prayed and her blood pressure went down immediately because prayer works when you command a healing in the name of God. But let me tell you something about Verna Kripe. Verna is my wife's mother. And a quiet lady, very meek, but she's a prayer. She's a prayer warrior, and she loves people and she helps people, just like my wife. Folks, these little old ladies that are prayer warriors, or little old men, or little old anybody, little old me, on our knees, we have more power than any military in the world. Makes me cry to say it because it's true. One little old lady on her knees has more power than any military in the entire world. Why? Because she battles in the spiritual. When you battle in the spiritual and you control in the spiritual, you control the physical. It may not come out the way exactly you want, but it comes out. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. We're going underground and just a few minutes. Please join David Heavener TV. Sign up. I know I say this a lot, but folks, we've got to build a community because some of the platforms we're on, we won't be on for much longer. Say, well, things have changed now. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. As long as until Jesus comes back, nothing's going to change. The Antichrist is going to keep pushing. But I want to tell you guys about something that I think's important for you to know, and this is what I want to tell you about. Last Evangelist is having a film festival November the 14th and 15th. Now, if you've got music or a movie, or you can even on your phone record a 3 to 5 minute testimony, go and submit to Film Freeway. You see where it says click there, and you could submit. But it's at the World Harvest. It's online and also in person, Brookville, Ohio, which is near Dayton. Pray for us because our goal here is to pray for people, for their art. And we're having a special screening of episode 3 of Last Evangelist. My goal is to encourage filmmakers, okay? Encourage them. So
Two things. Go buy your tickets. You can purchase them by clicking donate or to get tickets right there. And pray for this festival, because it's not just a festival. It is teaching people how to use their gifts for God. On Friday, I'll be teaching film and acting from a spiritual point of view. You can call 844-806-0006 if you would like more information, or you can email me at david@davidhebner.tv. Also, too, I want to point out to you, here's a company that takes your home, like an old land or whatever, a car, something maybe has been left in the family or whatever, not sure what to do with. If God lays on your heart, you want to donate to this ministry I'm talking about here on the screen, they will support our ministry. When you donate, it supports us directly. You can call 844-277-HOME or 255-500-RIDE. Again, if you'd like to support our ministry, davidhebner.tv/give. And don't forget about all of our different things that we have here, our t-shirts, and my vaccine is the blood of Jesus. And this is how we support the ministry. Okay. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. Now, we're going underground just a few minutes. I want to talk about the sermon this morning. I love talking about it. And many of y'all come with scriptures and say, David, I have scripture to back this up. You know, and I want to know. I want you to dive into scripture. I want to be not tested, because there's no testing. I'm just pouring out my heart. Who am I, right? But I would love for you all to be a part of this. So go sign up right now. If you sign up, send us an email one time to admin@davidhebner.tv. admin@davidhebner.tv. We'll send you a link, and you can come and sign in. But let me tell you something. You don't have to have that link every week. Once you get it, you'll always have it. All right. I love you guys. Remember, you never really live till you found someone worth dying for, and that is Christ Jesus. God bless you all. And we have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy, and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli. So I want you to text the... Hey, everybody. I am honored and blessed not to have just one new book out, but two new books. That's right, two new books. The first one is End Times Investigation. I deal with Hollywood mind control. I deal with demon portals, the alien-demon connection, astral projection, program multiples, satanic ritual abuse, and much, much more. The things that I talk about in Last Evangels and on my shows, all my interviews I do, it's right here in this book, especially my life story. Also, True Power, how to access your true power in these last days, okay? It's a war manual for God's children. We need to learn the enemy's tactics and how to battle the enemy in these last days. Pick up a copy of this book. Just text the word CHOSEN to 91999, or you can go to davidhebner.tv/order, or you can simply call 844-806-0006. When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out. And so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people. And it's just much appreciated. DavidHebner.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we set it up as the model, like the Chosen, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor, you can be a producer, you can be, or just donate. A special thank you. Hey, everybody. Episode 1 and 2 are finished, but we're now filming episode 3. Would you please help us finance this very important mission? Episode 3 deals with mind control
and how government is taking over the church. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to lastevangelist.com, or you can text the word evangelist to 71777. You can watch episode 1 and 2 right now on DavidHebner.tv. I love you all. Thank you so much.